USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump says he is ready to act to provide coronavirus relief.
And what we're talking about is deferring the payroll tax for a period of months till the end of the year, and I could extend it at a certain period.
The president, speaking to reporters from his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, also said he would enhance unemployment benefits until the end of the year, defer student loan payments, and reinstate a federal moratorium on evictions, all of that, if an agreement with congressional Democrats does not come to fruition, and it looks like that might be the case. Trump blasting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for seeking relief for states and cities that he says have been mismanaged by Democrats. GOP negotiators and Democratic leadership in Congress already trading barbs over whose fault it is for the impasse. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Magamole. TheMagamole.com. The Magamole is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The Magamole caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the Magamole, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamole.com. That's the, themagamole.com. Themagamole.com.
As President Trump threatens executive order action on coronavirus relief, one of his congressional allies praises the idea. USA's Tim Burke says at least one of those orders is ready to go.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus. The president wants to do the right thing."
The Dow closed up Friday 46.5. The Nasdaq down 97. The S&P 500 up a couple of points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio narrowly lost his quest to reclaim his old job. Arpaio was sheriff in the Arizona County from 1993 to 2017. He lost the GOP primary to department vet and Arpaio aide Jerry Sheridan by just more than 6,000 votes. This is the second overall election defeat for the 88-year-old. He lost the GOP Senate primary in the state in 2018. Arpaio was pardoned by President Trump a year prior for his conviction for refusing to obey a judge's order in a racial profiling case. A high school principal in Alabama has gone viral for repurposing a 90s rap song for the times.
My coronavirus hits me so hard, all the teachers say, oh my lord, COVID is stressing me, all the updates from the CDC, lights off.
Dr. Quentin Lee made a video parody of MC Hammer's Can't Touch This, updating the lyrics for these times of the coronavirus. He told ABC News why he made the video.
We wanted to send out the message to our students to get them excited about coming back to school, but we also wanted to incorporate many of the guidelines from the CDC that we're incorporating here on campus to help ensure their safety.
His students are returning to a mix of in-person and remote instruction. MIX closed on Wall Street Friday, the Dow finishing up 46.5 points, the Nasdaq down 97, the S&P 500 up a couple of points. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.